to me, or what you really feel I am now, this type, what you feel you ought to do. What's doable? Is the old man, really totally unrealistic and rigid? What I have heard from other sources, and I guess this is an order, that the United States will only stick by him in terms of their Secret Security Council. That won't happen. I mean, even if we did, look at Roe. Is he aware? What I'm really wondering, what's your sense? Is he really aware, Bob, of the realities in the UN as to how tough it is? That it's almost inevitable that we're going to lose.
I think he is.
He thinks that we have old friends.
If we really actually have.
I don't know how much he emphasized. Well, we're a friend, and you aren't going to let down a friend. Oh, we are. But does he realize, my God, the Canadians, the nutty Canadians are gone, the British, all the rest deserted us?
Well, does he recall that? And
you told him.
Yes, I told him. And Boris Chow and Jim Shin, who's the new ambassador, they told him.
Yeah.
But Vladimir really has the impact. It looked a bit like dealing with Pepin. When I was fishing, he was 84. This guy's 85.
And they're both just...
the mind sort of closes in. And,
yeah. Did you have the same feeling?
Yes.
Has he slipped?
Well, so of course he slipped.
But I mean, he slipped in terms of...
But he was alert.
Not comprehension.
No, but
more rigid.
More rigid, yes.
Coffee, please. Would you like tea or coffee? I see.
Wonderful.
Cold. Coffee.
Mr. President, you know, at that age, there's a sort of illusion that... I don't know how to describe it psychologically, covers it over, and you don't know. What I think we foreigners don't fully sense is the this young man and all that, and this is the royalty competition and so on. And as far as he's concerned, this is the issue. I mean, he's determined, a little bit like John Mulvey was determined to outlive De Gaulle. You know what I mean? He's determined that he's a new window with this competitor. I think I mentioned in that thing that I spent a Sunday evening with George Yeh, who you remember.
Yes. Yeah.
He was foreign minister.
George is reasonable.
Apparently. Yeah. And he's there under the screen.
They are even left him.
No, he can't leave the island. See, she tried to run this embassy when he was ambassador. He fought her.
Yeah.
And he's a member without a portfolio. With he can't believe the other.
But doesn't George, as a matter of fact, Bob in 1967 was telling me, he said that just got
he's fully aware.
He is aware.
Yes, fully and very stern in his own mind about where the hell they're going and what's going to happen to them. He was a roommate in middle school, that's high school in China, with Joe Enlai, for example. So all these connections and personal relationships. One of the impressions, of course, were that I spent an evening and had three talks with the Chauncey.
Yeah.
But unless I like him.
His issue.
His vulnerability is he has diabetes, and he's got to be extremely careful. As a young man, he's a playboy and drank a lot of strong.
I understand.
But he's he's very much on the ball now, and I think understanding. He's a Russian, as you know. This old man.
Still number one.
He's still the most. It's a rigid discipline there. Defer as that's a rather sophisticated group these people are.
They're really quite wonderful.
They are. Excellent.
You know,
the finance minister and Yen. What if the old man got tomorrow? Yen would be president under the Constitution, would be Johnson Poole. But then they'd have some kind of an amendment. He would become it.
Of course, you take a charge, yeah. We both did. We've been good as we know you and Bill Ball and I.
The life is not. Yeah.
The connoisseur of everything. Good food, pain, women.
And you should see the vandal paintings he's doing now. He's an architect, too. He designed this house.
I'd like to see him again someday.
Well, he asked particularly to be remembered. So that's why I was trusting him. How does he the utilities go out, so I think the time was on.
Could he have influence?
Yes, he could. If she disappeared from the picture, incidentally, I was...
which way is she? She just...
I just don't know at the moment, but she didn't see me, and I was quite...
I was.
I still give for her. The last time I met her, she just finished this guest house, and she personally insisted I stay there, and I spent a lot of time with her. And she has, I have several couples like jobs. So she's very angry at the way things have gone on, that we're sort of walking away from. Soon died up in the museum, well, he died in San Francisco, and I went to the funeral. It would be very useful to do it anyway, but she's his sister, his sense. And then the other sister would be the
funeral. I would have to go together if we went to. So what was the thing that went to the New Yorker? Yes, that's right.
Anyway,
that's Louise and the other brother's
that's
father.
Right, that's right. Yeah. And she, Madame Chang issued a public statement that she didn't go to the New York funeral. A little bit of a dig at us that under the surface, see what I mean?
I know. A real Chinese.
That would be real Chinese.
What in the hell? I mean, the Chinese, I would expect this from some less sophisticated people. But here are some terribly sophisticated people.
Right.
Can they not see, Bob, the realities? Good God, we fight. I have fought for them for years, so I've fought for them. I stood by them. We fight the congressmen to get the votes and every damn other thing they want. I'm all for them. And the rest, now we face a very practical situation.
That's why
we're going to lose this thing.
The old man, though, really believes, I think, no matter what you or I or anybody would say to him, if we really made the effort,
we fight.
He just can't imagine that this power we have wouldn't be, if it were fully used, wouldn't sweep away all this. They feel
that
Jim Shen really
purpose well. The China
movement. And so is
China. He used to have turbulence.
He's a good little guy.
And the old great admirer.
He really is.
I'm getting this. I want him to be sure to come in and have it. He's going over to see State Force, but I want him to be sure to come in and have a job.
If he would do that, it would be very
good. I'll do it soon, because Shen, I think, has their confidence.
Yeah, well, he's worked closely with the old man.
He was transcribed every time I was there.
That's right.
And he's a pilot. I think he would do it or something.
Yes, he was. That's
good.
Yeah,
but anyway,
the foreign minister who was is also useful.
Yeah. What the devil is the, what about the where do we stand on the bombers and go?
Well, no,
they don't want the, I mean, we, you know, I mean, the problem we've got is that, you know, there's a scheme picking around. We should keep them in ourselves. We should keep them to China positive. We should change our position on the important question and so forth. Well, as I understand it, taking the new China policy, first we know that it sure as hell isn't going to satisfy the communist Chinese, and it sure as hell isn't going to satisfy this policy. Right?
Well, you see what I'm
saying? But what does it do?
It's all over that. That he says, well, of course, the President Nixon, but he feels this must be done. We go through the procedure that we discussed.
Yeah.
This would mean, to have a dual representation in the General Assembly and then have the Republic of China continue as member of the membership of the UN. I would suggest if we make a new estimate of the vote.
Yes.
What really is up to date, don't you know? Then the other thought that occurred to me, which I haven't discussed with anybody and maybe worthless, years ago, remember we started the Warsaw talks. Warsaw's not a good place for those talks. And the last time they were set up, the Chinese cut them off because then they would be susceptible. But Macau, Japan, Switzerland, them being a member of the United Nations, they never said they were, but that they are. Maybe we'd get a rough answer, I don't know.
I think they say yes if you kick out.
Did you kick out? Well, this is the only condition under the circumstances. I guess that totally.
How could they possibly do it? They can't recognize the existence of Taiwan.
Everybody, I Europeans.
Say, well, how would you suggest that speaking they will consider an insult?
Well, the hell with that. I don't care about the insult, but I think that's the
European they rejected. Well, they've done our
the onus is then on men.
But actually, it's not quite that simple because the three power politics will be more.
I don't believe that going through that gesture
of the formula that we, you know, the
that's just important to the term that you need to have. You can hold it first and get rolled in on that plane quite as far as we can. In other words, what you could do is this, the problem I see, Bob, with trying to get out, and let's put it this way. The problem I see with trying to get out and say, well, you've opposed the two China policy and so forth.
Good.
And if it were to mean a hell of a lot to the communist Chinese, then it might be worth the price to, you know, sink our friends. But if, on the other hand, we do it with almost a certain knowledge that it's going to displease both, I see that in the beginning.
That's right.
So I'm wondering if we aren't probably better off to say, well, the important question is a matter of principle. I'm just running this all over his mind. So let's stick with it. And as Al said, maybe we're going to try so hard. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And maybe we get rolled.
And then they do it, and we don't.
That's the real problem. Now, I don't think we're going to make any points for the communist Chinese actually for proposing something, but
none. All they're interested in is driving a wedge between your government and the American people, as I
sure.
Don't you
see? Sure.
So clear. That's what they're after. Old ping pong ideas.
Sure.
Nothing.
Sure.
Sure. But if you...
And they may be interested, too, in irritating the Russians. That's the other thing.
Oh, yes. Sure.
But I think on the UN thing, it seems to me that the difficulty with the present state formula, as I understand it, is that it's a cute way of saying, well, we're out in front advocating what everybody else is for. But when we get through, they say it's a way to keep communist China out. What the hell is that? Good as that goes. All we've done is to say, well, we don't stand by our friends, and our enemies don't like it either. So what do we gain?
No gain, and there's no gain.
I always like to get into fights where
sometimes
you recognize you're going to lose something. You've got to gain something, and I'm not sure we're going to gain anything.
We'll gain no credit from Peking at all for making concessions.
None. In the old days, you remember when we tried the Russians, and all we got was decided we were so weak that we got no credit for making concessions at all. I believe that Peking couldn't care less whether a member of the UN or not.
To it, and you're in a situation where British and French and others have decided to improve, or whoever does, move in the other direction, assuming they do. I suppose then it says the United States loses leadership in the world because of this. I think a hell of a lot of people could care less about the United Nations.
It's an organization.
Who cares?
As long as this division exists, though, it must be.
I think the more sophisticated unfriends would see some advantage to our moving up.
How's that?
Because they recognize that this would be an irritant. The real smart guys that are not necessarily in our camp or necessarily friendly to us. They make good analysis.
What would be an irritant, you mean? That
they're too shiny.
Yeah, to China and sure,
you know, and they understand what you do.
There's only one way to do this. It's either up or down, in my opinion. It's got to be one or the other. Both cannot have seats in the UN. I don't think so. It is not going to work. Now, under those circumstances, it's going to be communist China at some time. Inevitable. It's got to be. But let them do it. Don't let us do it. That's the way I feel.
Family
poor. That is my impression. That is my impression. Feel that we're going to gain anything. Actually, I don't think see us gain anything. I'm sure you're gaining a beach. The only question otherwise is whether you gain something.
if he came would have more respect for us if he stood by his side.
And continue our initiative of Peking in the matters of Greedy Mountain.
Exactly.
Trade, things like that. All right, fine. We'll open up some items. And that's really, that's the cash of the realm. The coin of the realm.
Well, of course.
These bills, they do it out of their heads, right? And maybe you got a little, a few other things. But the idea that, well, we're going to do some parliamentary maneuvering here.
Yeah.
I think everybody sees your...
They
really, for frankly, if they see what the state people propose it about, and they say, well, this is a very clever plan, well, if they can propose it and say it's a very clever plan, other clever people can analyze and realize it's a clever plan and say, what are you trying to do? You can
inspire these Chinese and like, they have no illusion about this.
No,
they're not taking it down. With tradition that's almost been going on for over 10 years, and it would seem quite logical that this would be a time to do
anything.
I mean,
there
was a chance to
talk more about it. Explore that possible.
Would it cost anything?
Not a thing.
The one other thing about the Japanese, I just thought, and you talked with your friend Kishi. Yes, and he's very strong on support for Taipei. Much stronger than I expected. Not to run away and give any misapprehensions to Peking about our loyalties and so on. But inevitably, mainland China's going to have this seat on the security council.
Inevitably, but that doesn't mean tomorrow.
He knows that.
Yeah. But don't run away from our friend.
Don't run away from our friend. That's the essence of what he told me. You're here sometime in the coming weeks.
I mean, I always say, I trust you.
But he was much stronger for Taipei than I expected.
He always, you know, he's part of that page, and I comment to him. He goes, remember you.
They are our friends.
They really are.
Almost these are our friends, and these would like them to think that they're off.
And I think they understand our, you know, trying to open up a little on trade and travel so far.
Hold them off.
That doesn't bother them.
Not at all.
Because they know the world will be a little safer if that's the case.
But he has also no illusions about the UN in the future. I mean, he is a brilliant leader, topic of the Liberal Democratic Party. And perhaps during that in-peak game, every now and then we might use a Japanese businessman or something.
Sure.
To get a little word over informally to them.
That's right. That is another challenge. Japanese businessman good or old.
It's amazed in Taiwan at the popularity of this other Japanese company.
Is that right?
The Taiwanese islanders, you see. But the Japanese who control, I would say, pretty nearly 50% of the lines.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. So I
think you trust like him. He's
strong. Honest. I always liked him.
He's a good man in that place.
Yeah, I've always remembered him from when he was in Pakistan. And he was back here years ago.
That's right. Just an example of what happened in Taiwan. Our company has bought 15 acres of land to build a plant. Well, I went out and spent a couple hours with the farmer who owns the land. Well, he got this land at the land reforms back in 48 for rich American corporations for quite a bit of money. So he's very prosperous. But he's a Taiwanese, so look, and his attitude for the Chinese and the Japanese, just an ordinary farmer, rice farmer. These are rice paddies, that's where we're putting this plant. But just a little index of the attitude. Great stories about Chinese oppression, Japanese brutality. I didn't find that. Middle of the Vietnam War, and had gone into the war in the 60s. Personally, I would say that you were a man, and you were their friend. And
well,
that's a very
golf ball for you, that's your
You got to go.